Hi everyone, this is Laura with Elegant Insights, and this is my post-ACB 14 wrap-up audio boo. First off, I want to thank all of you who came to visit me in booth number 62 and my subsequent new home in booth number 34. I know for the first few days of the convention we were a little difficult to find. I thank those of you who showed a bit of patience and some determination in finding us in our new location. I know a few of you were surprised when you arrived at booth 62 only to find that I wasn't there. So thank you for seeing it through and for looking for us and finding us in our new home. And if all of you were following my audio messages throughout the conference, then you know that for the first 3 days we were stuck in some exhibit hall black hole where no man has gone before. Unfortunately, the first few days I would not have described as a success, but once the squeakiest of squeaky wheels, that would be me, vociferously and bitterly complained about our location, we were relocated, and for the last day and one half, because the final day was really just a half day, of the convention, we were on fire. We sold more in that day and a half than we sold in the first 3 days, and then some. Which, you know, if I chose to look at the black cloud instead of the silver lining, I would say, well, you know, it could have been a bang-up show. I could have had that day and a half three times over. But I would prefer instead to think that somehow I benefited by the experience. I found a way to communicate with the conference leadership regarding the exhibit hall and its layout. I was able to get my points across as to how I felt I had been potentially I don't know, this is a harsh word, but, you know, potentially cheated out of the business I could have done. I think that our customers, in some ways, were cheated. People who came in looking for me and couldn't find me, and perhaps did business with people they hadn't originally hoped to do business with. And so I'm very grateful to those of you who did stop by our booth and check out our products. So specifically to those of you who walked away with Elegant Insights merchandise, I want to extend my sincere gratitude. I also want to let you know that we stand behind our work in case we didn't have a chance to communicate this to you while speaking to you at our booth. All of our products are completely made by hand. There is no machine tooling involved. And therefore, we want to stand behind all of our beautiful Braille creations by telling you that should anything happen with your jewelry or accessories, should a part or piece fall off, should you need an adjustment, should you require a repair, if you would like something to be resized, please let us know. We will repair or replace the item at our expense. Just let us know what we need to do. Send it back to us. We will take care of it and send it back out to you. So just take care of your beautiful jewelry and it will last and be your friend for a long time to come. But should something happen, and things do, we'll be happy to take care of it for you. So fret not. For all of you who were there to support us, our friends, Marina and Drew and Steve and Scott, for those of you who just stopped by the booth to say hello, and to those of you who provided material support by helping me to talk with customers who I was unable to get to in a timely manner, to those of you who helped with technology when our technology decided to have a fit, for those of you who ran to grab water or a snack, so on and so forth. I want to thank you so much for everything that you did. I couldn't have gotten through the week without you. Your company, your laughter, your support and encouragement and kindness got me through what could have been a difficult week. I count myself fortunate that I have such amazing friends, and especially grateful to our customers. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your compliments and your kindnesses and for loving our beautiful products. And I hope to see you soon. Feel free to keep in touch. Drop me a note. Tell me a story of the gift recipient and their reaction to your beautiful jewelry. Tell me how many compliments you've gotten on your beautiful pieces that you wear, hopefully with pride. Thank you to our customers who gave us some brilliant inspirations. We have some great new products in mind, thanks to our customers who provided us with some amazing ideas. Can't wait to bring your ideas to life. And I guess the last thing I want to say is our next appearance is just about 10 days away. We are exhibiting at the first International Deafblind Convention. It is at the same location, believe it or not. I'll be back at the Riviera Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the same hallway, probably in the same convention hall for the exhibit hall portion of the program. And that will prove interesting, as it is a different audience. It is a deafblind community as opposed to a blind or low vision community. And this is a group of people for whom we have not exhibited our products before. It will be a smaller convention than the ACB National Convention, but we will be there and excited to present our beautiful Braille embossed jewelry and accessories to this new audience. So thank you very much again to all of our friends and customers. I hope you had a wonderful convention. Travel safely and more soon.